furnished your suffering. You played a good organ and the world gathered singing. Good words that you'd stolen, and every phone died then. And no one had Wi-Fi inside your apartment. We knelt at your altar. Okay, well, I just woke up and you already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear. And as tight as I might hold it, over where the signal's good, there's no way to save your evening now. Through the little phone that could. So show me the land you acquired and slip into something beside the holes you tried to hide and lay out. This place is not for any man, nor particles of bread.
You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. It's currently 1:22 p.m., interestingly enough. You just heard Bread Song live from Queen Elizabeth Hall by Black Country New Road. Just before that was the new song Love Takes Miles from Cameron Winter off of his most recent album, Heavy Metal, also his debut album. Just before that was Cul-de-sac by Van Morrison, and then at the top of the set there was Hartsdale Hotbox by Frog. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. I particularly like that song Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. I'm just a big fan of his songwriting. He is the lead singer for one of my favorite bands right now, Geese, who I was fortunate enough to see live last August. But they're a really great band, and his album, Heavy Metal, while it is a little more, Geese is like a rock and roll band, and I guess this album is a little more singer-songwriter. So, if you're more into that, I highly recommend it. It's great. It's a great album. Next, you're going to be hearing a new song by Lucidacious, Ankles, and then you'll be hearing a song by a WRUV DJ in a band named Basket Case. The name of the song is Barper. And then you'll hear a couple more songs, and then we're going to switch over and play some singles on vinyl. I found some fun stuff that I'm excited to listen to, so I hope it's good, and I hope you guys are looking forward to that. All right, here is Ankles by Lucidacious. I hope you enjoy.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do. If it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder. I'm not gonna stop you this time. is proof. So what's the use of blowing flutes? At a mad hyena on a deck. I can say that I know what I mean when I get this feeling I'm being dreamed. The storm I'm brought in takes me back and brings me to silence. Before I'm brought to ash and all my violence brings me to silence that will last. Please bring me to silence before I'm brought to ash and all my violence bring me to silence that will last.
Beloved, my John, so I'll carry on.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. You are currently listening to Wild Goose Chase, my show, which happens on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. You just heard John My Beloved by Sufjan Stevens. Just before that was Bring Me to Silence by Five Olis Glock. Just prior to that was Barper by Basket Case. And then at the top of that set was Ankles by Lucy Dacious. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. Be sure to check out that Basket Case band. I really like that song, Barper, and the band actually features a WRUV DJ. Isn't that kind of exciting? As promised, I pulled out some 7-inch singles for us to listen to. This first one seems kind of cool. I don't know too much about it, but it's on Stone's Throw Records, the label. So that's a well-respected record label. It is by an artist called Breakestra, which I'm unfamiliar with. This is an instrumental song called Sexy Popcorn Pot, which I could not find anything about online, but I hope it's good. We're going to find out. Again, every week I love to do this, just pull out random 7-inch singles from the collection here at WREV and play them and hope for the best. So this is the first time I'm going to be hearing this song. Hopefully it'll be kind of fun. I picked a bin of 7-inches that had a label on it that said rock. So I think we might get some punk rock here in this mixture. Definitely some of these songs I'm going to be playing are punk. But let's get right into it. We don't have too long, so we'll only be able to listen to a few of these. But we'll see how it goes. Here is Sexy Popcorn Pot by Breakestra. Thank you. You just heard Sexy Popcorn Pot by Break Estra. I really like that one. It was pretty good. Nice little instrumental kind of break, kind of some drum break stuff going on there. Pretty solid. Again, I couldn't really find out more about the artist or anything, so I apologize for that, but still a fun song to listen to. I highly recommend it. We have a new single about to play. For those of you who don't know, who are just tuning in, I like to pick random 7-inch singles from around the WRUV vinyl library and play them on air. So this is the first time I'm hearing any of these, and I'm just kind of picking based off vibe, so there's not too much of a theme right now. In the past, I've done some sort of theme, but not right now. This next song is called Dip. It is by Bugman. This 7-inch is not actually a single. It's from a compilation of 4 songs from a record label that existed in the 1990s and early 2000s in Columbus, Ohio, called Burnt Sienna Records. So they only came out with a few records during their short existence. I can see 31 cataloged on Discogs, so that's kind of interesting. So not a whole lot going on out of Burnt Sienna Records, but we're going to see how this goes. It says it's punk rock / alternative, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. This song is only a minute long, so I'm inclined to think that it's a punk rock song, just because punk rockers like to make their songs like 20 seconds long. So we're going to see how it goes. This is Dip by Bugman. I hope you enjoy. You just heard Dip by Bugman. Very short-lived, but pretty exciting punk rock song. Yeah, definitely interesting. I don't know a lot about this Burnt Sienna Records that it came out of, so it's kind of hype. But, you know, always nice to find some new stuff, play it on the air. So that was pretty good, all things considered. I liked the production a lot. I feel like it sounded really, really nice, just kind of classic punk rock, kind of DIY type vibes. This next song is called Like Bone. It's by a band called Stigmata Agogo, which I do not know very much about, but the record is green, which is very interesting. So we'll see how it goes. It's 3 minutes and 18 seconds long by Pow Wow Records, which I'm unfamiliar with. But yeah, we're going to see how it goes. Looks pretty interesting. They're based out of New York City. Classic. I'll have some more info for you once it's over. But in the meantime, this is Stigmata Agogo with their song Like Bone. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, are you frightened of a mirror in the hall?
You just heard Stigmata A Go Go with their song Like Bone. Stigmata A Go Go is a defunct rock band. That's just what I said on Google. It's a defunct rock band from New York City. I didn't really like that song particularly much. So, shout out to those guys, though. Stigmata A Go Go. Thank you for letting us play your music on air. This next one has the best story out of all of the ones we've listened to so far. This is the title song from Howard the Duck, which is a movie from 1986 about a superhero named Howard the Duck. It's a Marvel superhero, and the executive producer was George Lucas. It was originally intended to be an animated film, but it became live action. This movie looks really bad. I've looked online at pictures of it. It looks just like, I don't know why anybody would ever watch this. So I'm really excited to listen to the song. Definitely look up pictures from Howard the Duck if you're at home right now. This song is called Howard the Duck. It's by Dolby's Cube featuring Cherry Bomb. I'm not familiar with either of the artists, but, you know, it's Howard the Duck. So I hope you guys enjoy. You just heard the title song from the 1986 action movie Howard the Duck. That was pretty solid. I mean, it was just kind of like a song. It didn't really do anything crazy, I don't think. But, you know, still pretty exciting. I love the backstory. Don't know much about Howard the Duck, but that song was pretty fire. That'll be it for Wild Goose Chase this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Feel free to tune in next week from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. To hear more. So I hope you all have a good week. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I hope everybody has a good week.